with the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOysim in order that he should be in contact with his people who are from the Malkos, in order that he should learn Taksisei Malkos from them, in order that he should be able to have a shaykhah to what it's like to be royalty, what it's like to be Malkos of his Mitzrayim, and he had it, when he had a treasure of his people, now already he has a little bit of more of an understanding of what, how the Malkos works and what goes on in the Amon, b'chule, b'chule. No, the ending was actually 2 years. The actually 2 years.
No, before the end is for the 7 years. Oh,
the 10 years
to them?
Before the 12 years.
No, but he was, he can't be
accurate. Correct.
Yes.
So the, now, the first question is that what did Yosef do wrong? What's the big deal? What's the big deal to ask two words? He did it for Shabbos. Shabbos to do. Now it's interesting, the Medrash over here, at the end of last week's parsha, or the beginning of this parsha, criticizes, makes a bikkurus on Yosef, and it says about, brings a pasuk about the Tachon, that how great Baruch Yevashay Tavashem, how great the Tachon is of Yosef, and then at the end, it makes a bikkurus, a criticism on Yosef. So, sorry to see him in the back, is he a Boseh or is he not a Boseh? Yeah? So already the Ashrei HaGever Asher Shom Asher Shom Hashem Mitzacho, and then it says the Yosef. V'lochona Erohavim, he doesn't turn to Erohavim, doesn't turn to these Bali Gaiva, Shaydei Shom, but Sarah Mashkin sees a Chartani, he's Chartani, he tells the Boshay Shomim. Now, what does the measure of Sira? Ashrei HaGever Asher Shom Hashem Mitzacho, that's Yosef. And because he said, because he turns to the Sar HaMashkim, he says that Kartoni is Kartoni, he has 3 years. So what, is he involved in something? Is he not, is it, was the measure saying that it's criticism, or is it not saying it? So that is the basic way you learn, the Chakum, the Lord. That because he was such a Balbi Tachron, so therefore, for him, that's considered enough extra Hishtadlus, the Lomachim, for something that's on that level of Bitachon. Now, for us, that would be considered very, very appropriate. Maybe we would have to do more than that. But for his level, that's exactly what the Medrash is saying. That's one of the Sam he points out in terms of the understanding of Medrash. Now, it's interesting, the Rishon when we speak about what was the mistake of Yosef. Before I get to the Chol, the Lomach, this is a very huge finish. I'm going to tell you what the Chol, what the, Chazanish says, Chazanish is Medayik in his Medrash. The father says, V'lopona el Rahavim. Now, Rahav is a word that we have, we say it in the Wednesday Shir Shoyom. Rahav means a Balgaido. Okay? It means big. Lashon Rois also, even though that has a hay in the middle. Big. That's big. Yeah? Lashon Rahavim is a Gaido. The Chazanish explains that the Pshat is that he turned a Baal Gaiva, there's no reason he's going to knock your toe for you. A Baal Gaiva thinks about himself, he doesn't think he owes anybody anything because he thinks I'm entitled, everything is coming to me, so I don't have to, and he's certainly not going to lower himself to say that he needs anybody. Yeah? So now, for Yosef to turn now to the Rahavim, to this Baal Gaiva, because I'm going to treat him Baal Gaiva, to turn to him and expect him now to turn, to remember Yosef, to do Yosef a favor, that's already considered something which is beyond the Shabbos one. Because his Shabbos is that you do something to be matir the base, to cover over how Hashem runs the world. Let me give you an example. Let's imagine for a second. We had some, I'm getting the Dugma from somewhere, which I, but the, let's imagine for a second, you have a little kid who's like,
he's lost
somewhere. Yeah. I've heard a story of a kid that he's lost in the New York City, and he got into some car, and he wants to drive the car. Now, he sees a little kid, and he sees what his father always did, the key. They put the key in the car, and starts in the ignition, and then he turns the car drives. But all the kid has on it is a half a carrot. Okay? The kid takes the half a carrot, and he puts it in the thing. He told him the car starts driving. Why? because the car was parked illegally, and now they're towing the car. So he thinks that my pe'ula, my ash right now, drove the car, making the car go. That's not true. What's making the car go is the car is being towed. That's the relationship between hishtabas and the result. Our hishtabas doesn't actually do anything. Our hishtabas is like trying to put the carrot in ignition. Yeah, it's just covering over the fact that Hashem is always towing the car. Yeah, so Hashem always tows our car, whether it be with Parnassa, or whether it be anything with our health, or whatever it is. Hashem is always towing the car, but the thing is, we have to do something ourselves to sort of cover it over. Now that only works if, again, the part of the hero is like, I was heard from Adam Duddle, he said that if a person lives without Emunah and Bitachon, so for him, so his Shabbos is the reality, his Shabbos is the Messias. Whatever I do is going to be Messias. That's what happens. And Bitachon is the Mitzvah. As I say, Emir Hashem, Ezer Hashem at the end. Yeah, do it. Well, Ezer Hashem. Okay. That's the person who's not living with him. The person who is living with him. For him, then Bitachon is the reality, Bitachon is the Messias. Whatever Hashem is going to do, that's what it's going to be. His Shabbos is just a Mitzvah. It's just something I have to do. Hashem told me I have to do this. It doesn't do anything. It just isn't what I'm supposed to do. This is what is called the Shabbos. I'm covering, I mean, my fear, I'm covering over Hashem's name. So I'm now going to act in the way Hashem wanted me to act, which is B'derech HaTeva, to cover over the Hashem of the world. That only works when I understand that it's coming from Hashem, and I'm doing my part, so to speak, to cover it over. But as soon as you start reaching for something that doesn't make sense, that's a makrum which I'm going to get any type of hasada from, that's called desperation. That's called your mitya'ish, and now you're trying to grab onto anything. Yeah? So that's what happens over here. Chazani says that what's happening over here with Yosef is the fact that he turned to a Baal Gaiva, already he left his shtavus, and now he's sort of showing there's a little bit of kut, I guess it was a Baba Tachan. There's a certain bechina, a certain aspect of Yosef, where in his level, he sort of was relying, he was submitting on himself. He was relying on the fact that I have to do something. That step from leaving of me just doing what's called reasonable to cover over what a person wants me to do, and now, oh no, what's going to be, I better turn to whoever, even that guy, even the guy who I don't expect is going to help me. If I'm turning to him, relying on him, that was the problem with Yosef. That's what the Chazanei says. There's another approach, which is a very chudash, bichidish. And it doesn't so nogeil and mice in terms of and if you think myself, not nogeil and mice to me. But it's just another havana, another understanding of what's going on over here. And it certainly ultimately maybe some sort of darga to try to strive for. Maybe we'll get there, maybe we won't. But the Chovas Rav says that different levels of the tassim. He says the highest level of the tassim is to not want to change the circumstances. Not want to change the Messiah. And it makes sense. But the word is to say, if Hashem wants me to be here, and in this position right now, then that's the best thing for me. So why should I try to make any effort whatsoever, or even have a desire to change the Messiah? Obviously Hashem wants me to be like this. So this is what I want to do. I'm not smarter than Hashem. If Hashem wants me to be like this, to have this situation, then that's what I want to be. That's a very, 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 very high level. And that was the problem with Yosef, he says. That Yosef, since he was really on this highest level, he could have been on this highest level, the fact that he even tried to look for any way out, to do any hishtabas whatsoever. That for any other person who considered even a minimal amount of hishtabas, any other person considered that would be appropriate. For him it was inappropriate because he should have been in the darga that he shouldn't want to change the situation whatsoever. That is what the Chovas Rav says, which is a huge kiddush, because if you think about it, You have to understand what's the pshat, what's the tefillah. Why should I doubt that any tefillah can get out of the situation? After all, Hashem wants me to be here. So why would I change it? And I actually once asked this question to Moshe Shapiro. I once asked Moshe Shapiro himself. I asked him that according to Chazal's Kabbalah, what's the makom of tefillah? So he says to me that you're right, Akra. There is though. If you're holding at that darga, then there is no reason to daven to get out of it. Okay?
So he said,
as soon as it's bond, well, that could be there it is, a personal feeling, something like that. So he said that, the Ramban says, if a person is a Machon Tzara, and a Mitzvah Tzara, it's a Daven. So is that Ramban Cholik on the Chol Tzavavis? Chol Tzavavis would say that the best thing is not to. So the way he said it was, as soon as it bothers you whatsoever, so already you have to do something about it. Already you have to, on that level, you have to Daven. So it could be a chat in Ramban. Ramban is in your Machon Tzara means that you feel right now I am in a Machon Tzara. I am in a hard situation. But if a person feels like, no, this is not a hard situation, but this is what Hashem wants to do. There's no better situation than this. So then it's not easy. You wouldn't have to die on this point. But Rabbi, I actually heard that Moshe Shapiro had a daughter who was 12 years old, who died in Yerem Achol.
That's 17?
I think she was 12. I think that's her. And he said in her husband, I think, that she told him that if Hashem wants me to be like this in this situation, so why should I have to fall down to get out of the situation? That's what she was holding by the age of 12 years old. And she said, why should I have to fall? This is the best situation for me, so why should I want to change the situation? And Moshe Shapiro got himself, he's diving at that time, he's diving at 2 hours from that time. But his daughter, she was holding her club. That's what he said. Okay, anyhow, he got an A. That's one of the kudos of Yitzchakim that we can learn from here. Another kudos over here is the parish that starts off in the first, the Himi Kates Nasayim. So the end of 2 years, this year. Now, the Medrash over here basically says that this Mi Kates, this is brought down also by the lady brings the Medrash. Allah Rabbi Medrash, I mean, it's in case some l'choshech. Hashem put an end to choshech. Kate some l'yosef kamiyim v'yitza tsunami. Kate v'shev yiyah ha-kate u'paro chalem. Now, if we would open up a newspaper at the time, we would open up the Mystery Times, or the Kenani Times, we would look inside it, so what we see is like this. Pharaoh, Paro has a dream. No one can interpret his dream. And what happens? Eventually, the Sefer Mashkin says, that you have this Evan Ivri, and he knows how to interpret dreams. So then the next step is, you would see the next day's paper, you see that Harold now goes and he takes this guy out of the, he takes this guy out of prison, and you see his share of the dream, and the next day's paper, you see the name that he became the Mishnah Mabela. Okay. So now we would see as cause and effect. Right? See what I'm saying. What's the cause and what's the effect? We would say, okay, I tell you the cause. The cause is because Paro had a dream, that's why Yosef is taken out at the end of 2 years. That's what we would say. No. The Medrash is saying the exact opposite. The Medrash is saying it's the opposite of the curse. It's not that because Paro had a dream, that's why Yosef got out of the board. It's because Yosef had to get out of the board, then that's why Paro had the dream. Okay? So the idea over here is, and this is the same idea, if you look in the whole parshas, both in Kalilus in general, the parshas, what's happening over here, in these parshas, we're seeing that the brothers come down to Mitzrayim. Now that asks you again, let's pull out those Mitzri times, or the Kenai times, and look inside what it says. Well, we would say the kids, we would see the big famine in the land. People are dying of starvation. And now we find that Yosef, that these broad men come down from the Israelites, come down from Yaakov's children, come down into Mitzrayim. And then they're accused of being spies. Then they go back up and then they have to get Binyamin and so on and so forth, they come back down. And then afterwards they'll bring the whole family down and they descend into Mitzrayim. So I would ask you, what caused what? We say it's very simple. It was a famine. It affected the whole world. It didn't just affect the Bnei Yaakov, it affected anybody. So obviously, this world event, this natural disaster, this the fact that there's a famine over here, that's what caused the brothers to go down to Mitzrayim. And while they're in Mitzrayim, that ended up that they stayed there, and that caused the whole Sheba to Mitzrayim, the whole of the obviously, it's wrong. It's just the opposite. The fact that the brothers had to go down to Mitzrayim is what caused a famine in the whole world. That means that everything that took place in the world at the time was centered around the fact that the brothers had to go down to Mitzrayim, and they had to set up in Mitzrayim, and they had to go to Shibud, and so on and so forth. It's not that the famine caused the Shibud, it's that the Shibud caused the famine, even though the famine came first. I'll give you a mushroom. Say a mushroom like this. A guy plants a seed in the ground, and a tree grows. Now you'd ask, okay, what's the sibah, what's the cause, what's the effect? So it's very simple. The fact that that's the seed in the ground, that's the cause. The fact that caused the tree to grow, and the tree growing is the effect. In fact, there is a, if I ask you, why is there a tree there right now? You'll see it's the effect of the cause which has been planted in the ground. Now that's accurate to some extent, but not fully accurate. Why? So I'll say the following. The fact that the guy wanted a tree there, that's what caused him to put the seed in the ground. So it's ultimately the machshava of the tree that caused the seed to be put in the ground. Now, eventually, that caused, so to speak, physically the tree to grow. But it was the intention of having the tree there to begin with, which is what ultimately was the cause of only that cause of the tree coming there. It's the same thing with the way we should look at current events, or look at world history. The effect that the Rebbeinu wants of either Yosef coming out of prison, or the brothers going down to Mitzrayim, that is actually the sibba, that's actually the cause of all the events leading up to that point. So what caused Paro to dream is the fact that Yosef believed. It has nothing to do with the fact that Paro dreamt that that's why Yosef left the war. Just the opposite. Yosef had to leave the board. There was a time Hashem said, it's time to leave now. So now is the time to leave. We have to make sure that's going to happen. That's going to make it happen. So therefore, our dreams. Yeah. The brothers have to go down to Mitzrayim. They have to eventually be in the Sheba. So what's going to, what will you do? Pull out right now. That's going to bring them down there. That's going to be the famine. The brothers going down there is the cause of the famine. Yosef leaving the boar, having to leave the boar, is the cause of Paro's dream. It's very important for the way in terms of we look at world history to realize that things are centered around Klal Yisrael. World events are centered around Klal Yisrael. And they're also centered around the Nikim, which we see about Yosef himself over here. Okay, maybe it's more because Yosef over here is part of the process, bringing down Christ onto the shrine, the Sheba, and so on and so forth. But there's an interesting Rambam. This is the following Rambam. The Rambam says, states in Gemara, the Gemara Brachot says that the whole world is a tzavta, is an accompaniment to the tzaddikim. And he said like this, Rambam says, imagine for a moment, you have some person who decides he wants to build his dream house. He wants to build this massive Armon, this massive palace, massive huge house, mansion, yeah? And he hires a kablan, and he now gets all the materials, and he gets all the aldim, he gets the workers, and he's rummish, he gets the architect, yeah, the jichal, done, work out the whole thing, and yeah,
So now they're working on it, working on it, sitting a very long time with the materials and the design. He has to do it the way he wants it perfectly. And eventually he's finished with his mamish's dream house. And this is his house in Kalamot. And the Rambam says that the whole reason that that might be is just because one day a tzaddik will, if it's a very hot day, he'll be able to stand in the cell, be able to stand in the shadow of that big mansion in order to cool off. And that was the whole reason why it was built. Rambam writes it in the Hamadonah, Rambam, in the Hamadonah to Pirush Mishnayot, he writes this mashal. So it's very important for us to realize that essentially the world goes around tzaddikim, the world goes around chayisol. The things happen and they affect chayisol, it's not that those things affected chayisol. Something happens to the world and it happens to be that chayisol there, therefore it affected us. I'll give you another dogma. This is an example that happened. Supposedly, I don't know if it's true, I haven't checked, but supposedly they say that there was a train, there was a, what's it called, a railway. That I think it was Stalin was building it. They were building across Russia. They were building it. Stalin was 4,000. They were building this. They were building a train. They were building a train. So they were building. They were building this train, this railway across Russia. Now, people probably died in the process of building this railway and freezing cold and so on and so forth. And they probably had no idea, like, why in the world are they building this railway? What purpose does this railway have in the world? Yeah? Now, there was only one train that ever rode on that railway. And that train was the train that took the Mir Yeshiva out of Europe and saved the Mir Yeshiva. That's an example that I was talking about. A lot of things going on, and that's all centered around tzaddikim, and centered around Chai Yisrael, centered around Bnei Torah, and around yeshivas, and that is why things are happening. So it's very important when we look at current events, we look at the Chadashot, we look at the news, and we see what's going on, to have the understanding that the Rabbanu Yisrael is somehow doing something which has to do with Chai Yisrael. And even though it looks like it's something far off country that has nothing to do with us, we don't see it right now. But somehow, some way, that has something to do with Chai Yisrael. Okay. There is an interesting idea in the towards the end of the parashah, so actually middle parashah, middle and the end. You find that when Reuven turns to what happens. Like, I don't want to go down. I don't want to go back down to Mitzrayim. Or they tell Yaakov that you can never have Mitzrayim. You can't go up and down. So what happens? Yaakov doesn't want to let him go down. Then Reuven turns to him and says an interesting thing. Reuven says that he says he wants to convince Shachnea Yaakov to let him go down. So he says to them that Layomer Reuven, I'll read Layomer Shnei Bonai Thomas, kill my two sons. In lo avienu elecha. And he's trying to show how rutini, how serious he is. How much he's going to put his life on the line for it. His two sons are at stake. Give him to me, and I will now return him back. Now, what does the Baal HaTzurim over here say? The Baal HaTzurim says like this. Okay.
Since Reuven said, kill my two sons.
So what happened? Can you hear it again?
It's not rejected.
What? So what happened because Reuven said?
Two
things that happened. Because Reuven said, kill my two sons,
It was this guy in Bishnei Banov, Behim Dothan Va'aviro. And he brings that the Gemashria of Es Shnei is Gemashria Elu Dothan Va'aviro. Alright, this is what the Altarim says. So like this. The Altarim Chayra telling us a very important message. It's telling us a message of how to speak and how not to speak. And sometimes when you say certain Lashonah and certain things, there's a concept of Chazal, Bris Krusa, the Sephasayim, that sometimes our words have effect. Well, let me buy a cholov that we find in Yaakovinu who said that whoever took the Givet's trophies, they died. And Rachel died from that cholov. But over here, he's not even saying a cholov. He's not saying a curse on anybody. He's saying, my two sons, kill my two sons. And because he said, kill my two sons, in the end, he was in the sky with his great grandchild, who doesn't love you. Now listen, that's how... No, I'm just saying, he's saying, the fact that he's saying, the fact that it's Tumu Kuyam, somehow it's Mashpia on Zatman Aviram. Now listen to this, Le'umat, in contrast to Yosef. Listen to what Yosef says. Yosef, in the end of the parasha, says, he says, the whole story with the gvia, with the coats. But he puts the coats in Binyamin's bag. Yeah? And what does he say? His lashon is like this. Okay, one second.
How much time can they be at home?
Okay. He says a lashon of here at the very end of the parasha, second to last pasuk. Vayomer lehem Yosef. Why did you do this? Why did you steal this thing? How will you do that? Don't you know? Someone like myself can do sorcery. Yeah? I can figure this out. So why were you thinking that you ran away with the thing? Don't you know? A person like myself can be Menachesh. I can figure it out. Nothing is his. I'm a governor. So why don't you just say, I can be Menachesh? What is it? Why don't you just say, why don't you say that someone like myself can be Menachesh? Just say, I am Menachesh. Don't you realize that I am Menachesh, that I can figure it out? I use sorcery? Why don't you say someone like myself uses sorcery? Nothing is his. Because he didn't want to say about himself that he uses sorcery. He didn't want to say that he does it from a shkia. Would he say that I myself do sorcery, it's from a shkia on him, that I do a vera, I do this a vera. To you, to do nichosh is a vera. No, he's a shkia kamoni, a person like me, cannot be. And you don't want to say about himself that I do this Avera. The people like you, the Lashon, when you're learning together and say, okay, let's say I steal from you. That, people feel like we're not careful of the Lashonis. These types of things, according to the Nesivic Chronos, that we learn from here, that what we say has an impact. What we say has an impact on ourselves. And we say it has an impact on ourselves. We say it has a hashpa on others. And that we see on the one hand, we see that Reuven, because he was not careful and he said, if you kill my two sons, that was mashpia that later on it's going to affect Dustin Mavirim on the one hand. On the other hand, we see that Yosef, the inner parsha, is very near to her, and he said, he doesn't want to even say that I am a chesh. So he says, a person like myself, not me. Because if you say me, you would have a hashpah on him. And maybe you would somehow impact him in a negative way. So here's what I had to say, no, that's what someone like myself. Someone like myself does it.
Yeah.
And that's the clue that I'm going to end off with,
is that we see
a very fortunate thing from the Sforno. Sforno says, in the beginning of the parasha, where they take Yosef, he's taken out of the board. So, listen to the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in the end of Rishon, it says, Vayishlach Paro, Paro sent, Vayikra El Yosef, and he called Yosef, Vayiritzuhum Min Abor,
they rushed him out of the pit.
They rushed him out of the jail. Look at the song.
Vayigalach.
And he trimmed it. They gave him a haircut. Vayichalif Simosav. And they changed his clothing. Vayavoa Paro. And he came to Paro. Now, listen to what this foreigner says over here. Vayiritzuhum Min Abor, that he rushed him out of the pit. Kederach kol teshua Hashem shenasas kimoy rega. Like all Yeshua Hashem that happened in a moment.
Yeah,
come up. Ke'amru, ki kroiva Yeshua si lovely. He brings from the pasuk in Yeshaya referring to the Ge'uva. He says ki kroiva Yeshua si lovely. And as we find in Mitzrayim, ki lo shol hispik b'tzeikar shol avosin l'hachim sach mitzvah leihem melech machin l'fish brachu b'golam from the Haggadah. And if I'm the Asad Lava, another passage, it says in Malachi, Upitam Yavo Yal Heichalo Ha'adon Asher Atem Elakshim. Hashem will immediately come. Yeah? So sometimes we live with a certain tzias. We call it status quo. We live a certain tzias that this is the way it is. And things have to change. The Dera HaTzavah has to happen naturally. There's no way that the Kula can come right this second. It's the work that you have to be involved with. This is the mistake we're making. The mistake we're making to start off with over here is that when Hashem wants to do something, He'll do it the way He wants to do it, and then everything will see after all, I see how this led up to it. Or not! But the board over here is that the Yeshua can happen to terrifying. It can happen in one rega. Just like by Yosef, no one would have predicted that day, they saw him that morning, and the guy who was taking care of him that morning in the board over there, he was in the other, his mask in the board over there, he saw him over there, what expect? The guy who's in charge of Yosef is in the board. Right? Now, the guy who's in charge of the Sar of Beit HaSar. Right now, he's in charge, he's over Yosef. He's in charge of Yosef,
yeah?
No. He's in charge, this guy, the Sar of Beit HaSar, is in charge of Yosef.
And the same day, this guy, Yosef, now rises up to the top, becomes his master. The same exact day.
That's the other thing, is that we look at the gullus in front of us, and we can't imagine that in Tuchel Regat, that the whole thing can change. And that's very important for us of our working on Amunah, to realize that everything is in the hands of the Rebbe Yishalom, and when the Rebbe Yishalom wants it to change, it can happen instantaneously, it can happen in a moment. Just like it happened by Yosef, it can happen by us too. It should happen, you can hear Rameinu. Amen.